Well, another day, another deny. I'm loving this. I hope you are. It's truly satisfying in so many levels to feel the commitment, the satisfaction, the frustration, the longing, the willingness, the all levels, emotional, physical, mental. For some of you, there might be a spiritual component that this denial process is bringing you. It's bringing me those things in different ways. So I hope that you know, and I shouldn't have to remind you, that you're naked in your bed, a blanket over you, hands on top to start. Take some deep breaths in through the nose. Exhale in through the nose. Exhale. Last one. Stay present. I know the anticipation is building. Just stay with your experience of this moment. And so by now you're well aware of the pleasure that you're gaining from denying yourself. All day you tell me that you can feel the aching in your balls, your cock hardening, your body twitching, as your mind never ceases to drift towards sexual thoughts, fantasies, observations, sensations. You might be having some trouble going to sleep, as all of that arouses you, making your cock hard and throbbing. And you have to concentrate super hard on staying still. You might be worried that the slightest movement, the slightest extra sensation will send you over the edge and make you come. That cannot happen. Nod your head and say, I still don't want to come. Right? This pleasure is worth it. You want to deny yourself. You want the kind of pleasure you can only get from denial. A constant, aching pleasure. And so you're well aware of these feelings. And the only thing left now is to enhance those feelings. So what good news, I can help with that too. Get comfortable. You can choose to be as you were yesterday, kneeling in a chair, on your bed, whatever you like, maybe on your side. I don't know. Close your eyes. Stay still. You know the drill. Relax. I am here with you, holding you, letting you lean back into me, letting you rest on me. Let me hold you. Remember how relaxed and warm and comforted this makes you feel in your struggle. How familiar and safe and aroused. Like yesterday, I'm allowing your hips and dominant hand to move. Today, I will let your other hand move as well. You will keep one hand on your cock, and your other hand will be used to explore the rest of your body and other sensations. Ready? Oh, you're already there. Start again. Take your hand off your cock. Inhale. Exhale. Now you can grab the base of your cock. Don't move your hand. With your other hand, start to trace your face like a lover would, like I'm running my hands over your cheekbones and your eyelids and your jaw and your lower lip. Take your time. Open your mouth a little bit. Some of you might enjoy the sensation of sucking on a finger or a thumb. Do that now. Sometimes it's good to channel that energy into a different place of your body. Now you can move your hand down to your throat, just below your jawline. Find your pulse. Squeeze a little. I still want you to breathe. Just give yourself a little restriction there. Notice how your breath tightens. And even though you are in control and you could let go anytime, just stay with that. Is this sensation familiar? Do you remember when you first got to bury your face between my thighs? You could still breathe, but doing so made it just a bit harder. And while I have you in this position, I want to remind you that you promised you would obey my every command, correct? Nod your head. Good. Because that's especially important today. From this point on, we're going to do a lot of teasing, and you are going to need to invoke a lot of will and control and making good choices. If you're not careful, you might end up accidentally coming, so it's very important that you follow my instruction. Got it? Good boy. Release your grip. Bring your hand down to your chest. And slide your hand back and forth, grazing over your nipples. Even if that's not normally an erogenous zone for you, this is your time to explore. You're still squeezing your cock. You haven't moved your other hand. You can trace circles around one nipple and switch to the other. Going back and forth between the two. You can stroke to this rhythm only. Are you ready? It's slow, so don't speed up. Up to the top and down to the base. One to the top and two to the base. Keep that rhythm and that speed exactly while you listen to the rest of these instructions. Lightly pinch your nipples and give them a little tug. And do it harder. Yes, make sure you're getting both. One to the top, two to the base. Slide your other hand down your chest and your inner thigh, noticing how it feels to run your fingertips all along your inner thighs. Little tingling sensations. Some people enjoy a scraping feeling. Some people enjoy a lighter touch. Some people need to pinch or grab. It's all about exploring the full range of sensation. One to the top, two to the base. Now lightly cup your balls. They're so full. Give them a little squeeze and release. Did you get some momentary relief? So do it again. Squeeze and release. And squeeze and release. Feel free to squeeze, tug. Roll them around, whatever you need to do. So much tension. And you can stroke your cock a little bit faster. One to the top, two to the base. Like that. One to the top. Two to the base. You might use that pre-cum as lube. Don't you get too close to the edge. Don't even. Because if you do, it's all going to be ruined. And I don't mean let's ruin your orgasm. I mean it'll just be ruined. So one to the top. Two. The base while I stroke my clit. Are you getting close? Are you on the edge? Do you feel like you're getting too close? Stop stroking. Take your hands off your body. Sit on them. Lie on them. Put your thumbs in your mouth, whatever you need to do. Take your hands off your cock and your balls while I continue. Fuck. The This is one of my favorite things. And to watch you writhe and moan and struggle. Your breath is caught. Maybe it would feel good to put that hand back around your throat. Whatever you do, don't fucking come. Don't even get too close to the edge, unless you think you can handle it. But we still have maybe one or two or possibly 3 days left, so don't waste it. Ugh, fuck. And you know how good this makes me feel, to have you obey me like this. To have you trust me like this, even while you're denying yourself, and especially, oh, you've been such a good boy. I'm so proud of you. All right, do the same thing. Start with your lips and your throat. You can have one hand on your cock, one hand on your balls, and slowly up and slowly down, and squeeze and release your balls. And if you are a person who enjoys playing with your asshole or your taint, you just go ahead and do that. Whatever feels best. And I'm going to come again. This time, I'm not going to tell you to take your hands off. I'm going to trust you to do the right thing. Stop before you come. Don't make me repeat myself. As soon as you get to that edge, you take your hands off and do whatever you need to do. Fuck. Shit. Your cock is mine. Your cum and your edging and your struggle and your frustration and your pleasure are mine. Ooh, take a few deep breaths. You did really well. And you can repeat this audio whenever you want, however many times you want, but only if you know you can handle it without coming. The more you tease yourself, the harder it becomes to hold out. Stay strong. You've come this far. I'm really proud of you. I know you can continue. You know that it's all going to be so worth it. Mwah.